Hi everybody, Chris here. What you are about to listen to is the audio from our Too Many Games 2016 panel, the Buy Something Will You competition. So naturally there's going to be a few bits of it that you can't really relate to too closely because you don't have the pictures of the things that we're doing the competition with. But immediately after it, we do the 10, 20, 30. The reason for this little intro is because, well, the audio isn't spectacular. It's a well, it's listenable, but well, it's not up to our usual standards. So, I guess, just kind of apologizing in advance for that. But, I do wanted to thank once again, everybody who came out to the panel and thank, everybody who's listening to this show now and, our usual regularly scheduled programmed, Stone Age Gamer shall resume next week. So thanks again for listening and enjoy.
Good evening and welcome to episode 208 of the Stone Age Gamer Podcast for the week of June 29th, 2018. I am Chris Randazzo and joining me tonight is Gun of the Patriots, Dan Ryan.
Good evening.
And walking kimono cosplay, Dean DeFalco.
Always happens.
We're here live at Too Many Games 2018, and apparently you all are too, which is fantastic. I'm so happy to see each and every one of you here. We have done our annual... Yeah, I know. Yeah, I realize now that I have last week's script written. I didn't finish writing show notes. So I'm just going to ad-lib.
Who needs them?
Because, yeah, who needs them, right? Not me. So what we're going to do is what we usually do here is we, here at Too Many Games, we walk around the show floor and we do what we call the Buy Something Will Ya contest, where each one of us roams the floor, try to find the weirdest and or most interesting thing we can for $20 or less. Previous winners have been my Naked Guile doll, which was Guile from Street Fighter 2 wearing nothing but combat boots. Dan won with some Sonic the Hedgehog shampoo a few years ago. That was pretty awesome.
Good clean fun.
Good clean fun. And Dean here won with a kimono that he pranced around the room in.
I had to work hard for that one, all right? I had to work real hard.
You looked fantastic.
I did, thank you. I still have it.
Where is it?
Not here. It's hot, dude. I'm not wearing that thing.
But see, with the kimono, you just wear that.
We might have been kicked out.
Or given a better show slot.
That's true.
Maybe. Also true. Next year.
Who knows?
Next year.
Free meals.
That's sad. That's a bummer.
Nabbit. All right. Oh, well, we're going to do our little contest, and then we'll finish off whatever time we have doing our 10, 20, 30, which is where we talk about the games that came out 10, 20, and 30 years ago and try to make it entertaining for all of you folks. So, who wants to go first this year?
I'll go first.
Dan's going to go first.
All right. So, I got here late and had about 10 minutes on the show floor with which to purchase something. So, as I was walking around, I like to, when we do these contests, right, like a lot of the vendors have stuff up, you know, kind of prominently displayed around, and it's very cool. But where I like to shop is those buckets under the table that have like a bunch of schmegma on them, and like this, just, and you look at you like, oh, what's that? That's where I am, right? So, what I found, complete in box, and not a very nice box, but for the bargain basement price of $5, I found, oh no. Some Wii.
Wow.
Not Wii U, not these are Wii boxing gloves.
Wow.
And, it says on here to get serious, get fit. And looking at this box, I can't imagine being any more serious about getting fit than I am right now.
Does it have an adjustable Velcro strap?
We're about to find out, Chris.
Wow.
Here, this side of the box. I don't know what's supposed to go in there. That side's empty. I didn't inspect it before I bought it either. I just kind of, that looks dumb. I mean, this side of the box, though,
wow,
has both boxing gloves still in the package. So let's...
Somebody didn't get fit.
Somebody did not take their box purchase. Like, so, first of all, what is on this side of the box? What am I missing?
More gloves?
Would you need that big of instructions? Put
is
the
this
gloves on and pretend that's a postcard at best.
Is this so, two boxes taped together?
Maybe.
I think it is.
Why is it two boxes together? All right, well, hold on. If If I can do this without damaging it, somebody's about to get a free box.
Chris, you look like Brock Lesnar right now. You're looking good. You look like an MMA fighter.
Dude, Dan, it matches your chair.
It's up. Oh. Look at that. Whatever.
Wow.
Even if I don't win the contest, I feel like I'm going home a week.
All right, so they're not boxing gloves because your fingers are sticking at them, right? That's not how boxing gloves work.
No, these are MMA gloves, but you put in... So there's a little spot in here. These are actually quite comfortable. Surprisingly enough, so you put your Wiimote and the nunchuck in each of these, and then mimic throwing punch. I don't know. I didn't play much of the Wii. Was there other than Punch Out a good boxing game that I could have trained on?
Wii Sports.
Yeah, there's the Wii Sports.
Okay. Well, that was the obvious answer. I should have known that. So, yeah, I mean these are like some Brock Lesnar style MMA gloves. And I'm super happy with my purchase now.
And well, you should.
I know. So like, all I need is some Wiimotes, and I'm like, I'm ready.
Yeah,
to,
you're ready to go.
To shadow box and get fit, Chris.
You don't even need them.
Would anyone like a box? Done. Sold. Bullet club. Boom. There it is.
All right, that's this is gonna be hard to top.
I win, right?
Clearly.
Surprise box. I mean.
Surprise box.
To be fair, I dumped an entire garbage can full of e-readers on the floor, and I still lost.
That's true. I'm gonna keep these on though.
That was a good time. I still have like 30 of those things at home. I still have the trash can, though. The trash can's getting good use.
Gets great use out of that.
Oh, wait. I got ripped off. The price tag on here says $4. And he sold
$4. It was an extra dollar for that second box.
That's right.
Wow.
That's what it was.
That was the extra box of a dollar. That. All right. I'll go next.
All right.
So what I wound up picking up was I look around. I kind of tend to look up. Where you're looking down on the ground, I like to look up at whatever is like hanging out, just kind of dangling from something. And
that
I found
fully explains our relationship.
It's how we met. So
yeah.
Not much. So I walked past this one booth that had these cool things sitting out on top, and I bought a whole set of them. These are genuine Mario, I think, greeting cards. They are two cards in each package, which I will open because I don't care, and I think they're wonderful. So let's see, we've got a ninja from Super Mario Brothers 2. You and I are two of a kind.
Aww. Aww.
Let's see what else we got. So they were $5 each. I bought four packs, so I spent $20. Let's see what else we got here. We've got a hoop star, also from Super Mario Brothers 2. It says, I'm bugging you to have a great birthday. Oh, man.
That one's cute.
Let's see. Nice. What do we got here? Wondering how I stay busy while I'm missing you?
That's Luigi, right?
I hope so.
Okay.
Oh, don't worry. I'm finding plenty to do. Oh, he's playing Mario 2. Look at that. That's precious.
What year?
That's a good question. They're by Nexoft. 1989.
A fine year.
Wow. All right. We got Mouser here. Mouser from Mario 2, one of my favorites. I love Mouser. Call me anytime. I'm all ears.
Because
he's got big ears. That is hilarious. Let's see. We've got Princess Toadstool here. You make me feel. What do you think? Like a natural woman. That's good. Any other guesses?
I really hope it's like a natural woman.
Like a princess.
Oh,
all right.
That was kind of obvious now that you put it out there.
Yeah.
It's kind of right there.
All right. Let's see. We got hats off. There's Toad's head. I know they said recently they confirmed that wasn't a hat. Look at that. It's a hat. Hats off to a good friend. Oh, wow.
So
wow. Right. Look. Wow. That's
it looks like he ripped his hair off.
It's just a
wow.
Flashy circle.
Even yeah. And I mean, to be fair, these guys aren't looking too nice either. They're looking kind of shady, really. But that's yeah, that is wow. All right, we got this last one here. Oh, we've got Feeling Lousy. Oh, poor Mario's in bed. It's is for the birds. Get well soon.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just a nice card.
Yeah,
it's just a nice.
He had two solid ones. So,
I never pictured tweeters as birds, but all right, whatever. And then, oh, it's a duplicate. I got Call Me Anytime again. Wonder if it says something different.
Probably not.
Probably not. Nope, he's still all ears. So there we go. I got a set of Super Mario 2 greeting cards from 1989 by Nexoft, 3868 Carson Street, Torrance, California, 90503. Ta-da. All right, Dean, what you got?
You guys got, you know, style when you shop. I just look for whatever shit catches my eye. And actually, it wasn't my eye that caught this. It was my roommate, Jesse. Where are you? Just raise your hand. There you go. Thank you.
Yay!
Thank you. So I saw this, and I was like, yeah, I got a competitor this year. Because normally, like, I don't feel confident about what I get. The Interactor was a little different, but, yeah. This is a... Chris, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm gonna let you see it
first. Distracted by my cards.
Here,
right. Here you go. Oh, I almost bought that!
Yeah, so, I got, it's Link. And I don't know, he's drunk, I don't know what he's doing. There's a mummy trying to kill him, but
it's
like...
It's a Gypto.
It's a Gypto, sorry. But it's interesting because the Gibdo has some dirt on his crotch area, and Link has that same dirt on his chest. So,
whoa.
I don't know what's going on.
Wow, his face is spectacular.
Right? All right. So, here we go, guys. Well, we're going to pass this around. Yeah, it's
ahead,
fine.
Pass this around. That's something special. That's a trophy. Did you know that? That is a trophy. That same booth had
a... ball dirt on your chest is a trophy?
yes, it Jesus. Is, as a matter of fact.
It's a sign of adoration.
There was a complete one of those at that same booth.
I didn't
know. He wanted 25 for it, and, I mean, that face is just... You can't put a price on that, but I put $20 as a price on it. And he said, yeah, sure, let's do it. So, yeah, it is... It is my new favorite thing. It is my Ronald McDonald Walk of Shame.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
it is used.
You know, because
it is road hard and put away wet.
Yeah. So that is now my favorite thing because I don't have any trophies like you do. Also, they're falling like kind of backwards, and Link just kind of looks like, oh God, no.
Yeah, they're not supposed to be like that.
No,
I
they're
think
not.
That's just age. And whatever happened to his chest.
It's character, Chris. It's character.
And lots of love. Yes. Lots of love.
So much.
Let's call it love.
It was a lot stickier when I got it. I washed it off. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, they had a bunch of them. And the other ones were in a lot better shape. But, I mean, why do I want something in good shape for this? I want something in the worst shape possible. Runners-up were a $175 Punisher action figure that had a dick for a gun.
Oh, that
was great.
Amazing.
Yeah,
that was
I wanted
incredible.
That. Gun for a dick, sorry, not dick for a gun, because that's... I don't know how you would do that.
Not well.
It wouldn't be good. But, yeah, that was real good. There was an Obi-Wan Kenobi action figure that was just the robe. He was real great. I like that one.
That same
Spoilers,
booth had the,
man.
I couldn't
the
afford
Darth Vader toothbrush.
Much. Yes.
The Darth Vader. Okay, so they said this Darth Vader toothbrush. If it wasn't $45, I totally would have bought it. It's a Darth Vader toothbrush that just looks like Darth Vader. You take the head off, and there's a toothbrush where the head used to be. So it's just Darth Vader with a giant toothbrush for a head. I was laughing so hard at it that I was in tears. It was beautiful.
Yeah. So there was a bunch of ridiculous crap at this year. Not as much as there has been in the past years. There was no Naked Guile.
There was no Naked Guile, no.
Yeah, but besides that, I mean, that booth is primarily... Yeah, these are expensive. These are like $300. Don't break it.
Very adjustable.
Really? Yeah, they're like... What are these? DX racers? Yeah, these are what all the cool kid streamers use. Yeah. All
right.
We're not that cool. I don't even know why they gave these to us. I
don't either.
I'm still in all that. One, you guys are here. Again, thank you for you guys. A round of applause for you guys again showing up. Thank you. Also, Rocker Modern Life hat, great. Love it. Thank you. But yeah, no, that guy had all the cool stuff at his booth, I felt like. What are you looking for?
Oh, I thought I saw somebody, and there was somebody I saw outside with an Alucard.
They're an Alucard here?
Alucard cosplay. That was amazing.
Yeah,
that
we were hoping really, that person really was going to pop in here, but I guess not. It's fine. Alucard's too cool for us. He's busy, you know, haunting a castle or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that thing is pretty interesting. I hope people enjoy it. I hope it's a competitor this year. I feel like it is. I feel like I did all right this year.
Jess, you're the judge. You're the judge. Well, no, you're going to judge, like, the clapping or whatever. You're judging the audience.
Yep.
She's here to judge you.
That's right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
She's here. Yes.
We want to make this as complicated as possible.
I mean...
So when Jess is done judging you, judging us, we're going to go find people from outside and ask them what they think, too. We're not even going to show them the stuff.
It's a system of balance and measures. Is that what they call that? Checks and balances. Balances and measures, whatever.
She's open a book, Dean.
I've been drinking.
That's not an excuse.
It is for me.
They were drinking when they wrote it.
That's true.
All right. All right.
So I think that wraps it up.
That wraps it up. All right. So for the Wii Fit boxing, the Wii boxing gloves for $5 for Dan. Boy, that's a lot of the audience. The cards from me. Woo-hoo! Yeah, no, I'm out.
You lost.
Dean, well, I didn't lose. I got to take these home. I got Christmas cards. I'm good. And that thing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I was making a wrestling belt that has Geekade World Champion on it. It's not done yet. When it is done, I will take a picture and all you guys will see it because it's going to be everywhere that I go for the next year.
You got to take a picture of that with the kimono and that.
I'm going to. Oh, that's the belt. That is the belt for the kimono now. So when that's done, you guys will all see that. Thank you. Thank you for making me the champion this year. I much appreciate it. Do you guys have anything cool? We did this last year, and
Did anybody else buy anything cool at the show?
Bring it up. Let's see it. I don't know what that is, but it looks interesting. Is that like a Binding of Isaac type deal? Okay. Okay. That's kind of cool. I like that. That's pretty dope.
That thing's existence seems terrifying.
The fact that someone made that.
Can you imagine being that?
No. No. I don't have a mouth.
It's just an eye.
Just an eye.
Wow,
only can see things.
That is awesome.
Living terror every day. He would be. Absolutely. Anyone else? We got anything cool?
That guy's pretty cool.
He is cool.
What do you got?
Nope, they're out.
I think
he's
just leaving. Oh.
Bring it up. Is that salami? What is that?
Did you buy cookie dough here? Because you should not trust them out there with selling you raw food products.
It's sealed.
Don't
you buy
that
here?
Dude, do not eat that.
I got it signed.
You got it signed?
By who? Please say Charles Martinet.
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, all right, cool,
okay.
Man,
all right,
cool.
All right, that's
I dig
cool.
It.
Be careful, it looks like it's rubbing off.
The cookie dough or the ink?
No, the ink, it looks like the ink's coming off. Be careful with that.
That is unrefrigerated cookie dough. That is just
Don't eat that. Don't make cookies. Very nice.
All right.
Very nice.
Yeah, don't eat that either.
don't
Eating money
don't
is terrible. Anyone else? Bring it up. Nope. Okay. I've heard of it. There is a staff guy at our website who loves it. All right.
That is
very
fantastic.
Nice. Very nice. Oh, we're bringing back
dude,
up Zelda.
Princess Zelda is bringing this back to you.
All right. I like it. I like it. This is the best way this could have ever gone.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
that,
Princess.
That is also fantastic, by the way. That is really, really awesome.
Can you pass that over here, Dean? I didn't...
Yeah, you want to get a good look at Link?
I mean...
I saw that too, yeah. That was pretty awesome.
They
what is
just...
wrong with his mouth?
I wish I
Everything.
Knew.
Everything. everything.
It looks like there was supposed to be something in there that got knocked out.
Like a cigar?
Yeah, like it looks like he was jumping like, man, see, I'll get you. Because that's what he sounds like in my mind.
Excuse me, Princess.
Man, Princess Zelda is Ganondorf.
Is that what happens when he swings the sword? Meh, meh, meh.
It's just, I mean... You really are.
Jess has got an eye for garbage.
It's too real, Jess. You enjoy that, Dean.
I will. He's going to go up on my... where are we putting him, Jess? Where are we putting this trophy? Floating shelves. I don't know what those are, but we're building them. We're putting them up, and he's going on them.
That's right. That's the only thing that's going on the floating
shelves. All right, shelves. So 10, 20, 30. Is
10,
that
20, 30. Yeah, I mean, how much time we have left? How long is this?
Got a half hour.
I don't even know how. All right, so we got like a half.
We got to like 7:20.
All right. So in case anybody is new here and hasn't seen us before, we are the Stone Age Gamer Podcast, and we just talk about games every week. Me and Dan, we just kind of bullshit about video games. And once
a
month...
How the language added to two of you today? We are in a public forum, and if I can keep it together, you two should be able.
You two mooks.
Right?
It's the mookiest name I've been called. Anyway, so
right?
Once a month, last week of the month, we do is something called the 10-20-30. It's not an original idea, but it's an idea that we...
It's one that I stole.
It's one that you stole, 100%. And you did a darn good job of it.
Yeah, but they call theirs the 30-20-10, which is way less cool.
Yeah, no,
we
10-20-30
do it the other.
Sounds way better.
Do we do it the other way? Do we go 10-20-30?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we're legitimate.
I totally listen.
I did only find out about it, much like the name of our website. For those of you who don't know, we started the podcast called The Stone Age Gamer, and then a couple months into it, found out that there was a website called The Stone Age Gamer, and he was actually cool enough to
Now he's
let
our sponsor.
Use the name and be a sponsor instead of being like, hey, don't do that, not cool.
Yeah.
But
super
the
nice
same
guy.
Same thing with the 10-20-30. It was an idea that I stole inadvertently.
Good times.
Yeah,
So anyway, we talk about notable games that came out 10, 20, and 30 years ago this month. And we've got some cool stuff to talk about.
Got some keepers.
So let's jump in the time machine, go back to June 2008. And did any of you guys play Space Invaders Extreme for the DS and or PSP?
That was a good game.
It was an awesome game.
Yeah, it was like playing Space Invaders on an acid trip. That's what I liked about it the most. Drugs.
Way trippier than that.
Yeah, it was way trippier.
Yeah, it was way trippier than Pac-Man Champion Edition. It was like very musical, too. It had this really cool, you were almost playing it rhythmically, but not.
No, you're right. Yeah, it had some crazy, techno-ish music, electronic music.
Yeah,
I don't want to say techno.
I played the heck out of this game, and I remember almost nothing about it.
Neither do I. I mean, I know that it was super trippy. That's what I remember. So, I mean, check it out. It's probably stupid cheap now.
I don't think that's an expensive one.
You guys should go get it. Go out there and go get it, everyone.
Somebody out there.
Yes.
Fight over that one copy that's at the con, please.
Also...
Really?
Oh,
yes,
shit.
You got
all
10
right.
minutes. Leave our panel and go get...
That's right. Stop listening to us. Go get Space Invaders.
We're recording
Extreme.
This. We'll post it later.
Yeah.
You
can listen on Friday.
Yeah. Next Friday.
Next
wow.
Friday.
Yeah, we got a long time to edit this.
We do.
I'm not editing anything.
No, it's good.
All right, let's see. What else came out in June 2008? Ninja Gaiden 2 for the 360.
I didn't play that one.
This is the one where he had that big shitty scythe on his back, right?
Is it?
Yeah,
was
he was like Ryu the Grim Reaper, and I'm like, I'm not feeling that.
I also didn't try this. I played the heck out of Ninja Gaiden 1 on Xbox.
That was a good game. That was
I loved
solid
that
game.
Game.
It was really hard, though. Oh, my God, was it hard.
But it was one of those kind of hard where, if you screwed up, you knew it was your fault.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't feel like there were a lot of cheap deaths in that. I'd find all these guys, and they'd be throwing those stupid things that would stick in you, and they'd explode 2 seconds later, and I'd be like, damn it, I missed one.
Those guys
me.
Were dicks.
Yeah, no, those guys were dicks.
Yeah.
But no,
was
I didn't.
Was that exclusive to Xbox or was it multi-platform?
I think Ninja Gaiden 2 was exclusive to 360.
360,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know Ninja Gaiden 1 wound up getting ported all over the planet, but I think 2 was exclusive to that.
All right.
So exclusive to PlayStation 3, though, was Metal Gear Solid 4, which came out this month. 10 years ago.
That game, man.
Oh. That is weird.
That makes me feel really old.
You know... I'm gonna take a beat here for a minute. I'm gonna give you my hot take on this. That game,
your hot take 10 years later. That's
not
how
well,
hot take.
Well, now it's a hot take. It's a hot take for me.
cold. Yeah. Very
the coldest
very.
Of takes.
I microwaved it. He's good.
Yeah, I did. I reheated
hot on the
it.
Outside.
Yeah. So that game, what the, oh. Those cutscenes, I thought it looked like Snake was just straight up dead on the ground. Spoilers, by the way. And then all of a sudden, he just crawls back to life, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, just, he comes out of that big-ass, like, microwave-type thing that he was crawling through or whatever, and, like, he's just kind of lying there, and then all of a sudden, blah! And I'm like, I'm out. Like, this, also, the cutscenes were, like, 4 hours long.
Yeah, the final cutscene in that game is, like, strap in, pack a lunch, you're going to be here for a while. Is this on now?
Yeah.
Is it? I didn't.
All right.
Okay.
You're welcome. I did it.
Thank you, Dean.
You're welcome. Thanks, announcer guy.
It is so long.
It is.
Such a good game.
It is, like, all the mechanical parts and gameplay is great. However, like, I don't know. I mean, 5 was good, too, but 5 was real weird. 5 was...
5 is super weird, but, like, this is still going to make infinitely more sense than Death Stranding.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
Without question.
The most trippiest walking simulator in the world.
I'm still really excited about the game. I have no idea, like, why there's a naked baby inside Norman Reedus. That doesn't make
any sense.
Yo,
but we got to see his butt cheeks,
though.
Would
a fully clothed baby inside Norman Reedus make more sense?
That would make way more sense. Absolutely. Of course it would.
That baby is like...
Why else would he have that baby inside him if it wasn't clothed?
But he gave us the thumbs up, though.
I know.
Everything's okay. That game's going to be great because that little baby gave us the thumbs up.
Yes. The little baby who does look like this little toad in here, right?
Give him the thumbs up.
Dan, you're... It's horrifying. I know, right? It's not good.
Dan, you're spoiling the game. You're going to let them know that little baby grows up to be Toad?
Oh, my God. If that is what Death Stranding ends up being... Like, if at the end of it, you're playing, like, this hyper-realistic version of Treasure Tracker, I'm really...
Oh, I'm
really
down. I am so down.
And honestly, would that be out of the realm of possibility for Kojima to do?
No, it would not.
Not even a little bit.
In fact, that might even be a little too expected.
I'm going to be sad if that's not the game now. Right?
There you go.
Come on.
My favorite thing. All right, what else we got, Chris?
I didn't even buy... I actually bought Metal Gear Solid 4 before I bought a PS3.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, I had every Metal Gear game up to that point. Even freaking Document of Metal Gear Solid 2 on PS2. But
I was living in Florida when that game came out, and I went to pick up my pre-order at a GameStop. And they handed me, like, the special edition, like, with the art book and
they
all
put it in your hands
stuff.
And everything.
And I was thinking to myself, like, I didn't pay for that, but he handed it to me, so that's cool. I'm going to walk out with that. And I got, like, seconds away from putting the key into the car to unlock my door before he's like, hey, gave you the wrong one. You got to come back. I'm going to get fired. And I was like, all right. Dude.
Sucks for you.
All right.
I couldn't hear you. You have to contact me by codec.
That's right.
Drive away.
It's that close, but I'm a good person, Chris.
You are a good person, Dan.
Sometimes.
All right.
There's schmutz on this table.
Can you get the schmutz off the Zelda, too?
I might be schmutz from the Zelda.
Yeah, it might be.
It might be.
What else we got, Chris?
A priest for that. All right. One more game, notable game, it came out in June 2008, was this one. I think it's a marvel of modern technology. Guitar Hero on Tour for DS. Yeah. Did any of you guys play that game?
I mean, that's when Guitar Hero was still popular, you know?
I remember when they announced this game and thinking, all right, how are you going to do Guitar Hero? Like, are you going to sell a little mini guitar? It was genius, all right? So the DS, not the 3DS, had that Game Boy Advance slot, and you plugged this crazy grip thing in that had 4 Guitar Hero buttons on it, and you held the DS sideways like this. So you had the screen over here that was displaying all the notes, and it came with a guitar pick stylus, and you pressed the grip buttons and plucked the strings on the touch screen.
It worked, shouldn't have.
It was genius.
It came with
they
a sweet-ass guitar pick, too.
Hero,
and oh, that would have been
way
awesome.
Way cooler. But, yeah, no, there was no reason that game should have worked, and it was one of the things that was so cool about, like, the DS and the 3DS. Well, just DS.
Mostly the DS.
Mostly the DS. When they would do weird stuff, like this Guitar Hero game, or they would do Boktai, you know, like,
oh yeah, it was the GBA
stuff.
Boktai, or the
yeah,
sun
like they,
sensor
it
and
used
stuff.
To be like weird interesting things.
I mean, heck, even the Ninja Gaiden game on that was holding
yeah like
a book
you had
style.
To hold it like a book.
Another game that shouldn't have worked.
No, but somehow it did.
But somehow it did.
It's still way better than, what was it, Phantom Hourglass or whatever that was.
I feel like it was a good way to get carpal tunnel, though, because you had to claw that thing.
You did have to claw it. It was not large.
Oh, no, yeah. That was a tough thing to play. I had it. It was cool. But
here I'm thinking, though, like, what if you had a pop socket now for your DS to play, like...
I mean, one came with Kid Icarus. Remember that? Kid Icarus Uprising on 3DS came with a stand so that you could play that ridiculous control scheme. The 3DS is too heavy.
When you need a kickstand for your game, that's probably not good.
That game was bananas. I love that game. I love that game. But so that's what one of those things is. Somebody tried to tell me that I could win one in a contest earlier. I had no idea what it was.
What, a pop socket?
Yeah.
This is
like, oh, you want a pop socket? Like, I don't know. Is that food? I don't know what that is.
No, it's incredible.
You say Hot Pocket?
Now that our phones have gotten so much larger, I can't comfortably play pad for hours and hours without this. I mean... So, you know, and look, it's a kickstand, too. Look at that. That's not, you can't hold that comfortably.
No, I can't.
It's not useful.
Mine doesn't work. I don't.
Damn it, dude.
Best kickstand ever.
Wait.
Oh, boy. Look at
perfect.
That.
Perfect.
That's what
perfect.
It is.
Perfect. That's what
go.
I needed it for.
I no longer feel bad about losing to this. That is, wow.
I feel worse
multi-tools.
Now, for some reason.
Yeah. Well, all right. What else
we got?
All right,
Let's head back 20 years.
Let's do it.
To June of 1998. What was going on in 1998?
The N64 era, wasn't it?
There's still kids in the room.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. All right, so I'm going to rely on one of you guys to talk about this one because I know almost nothing about it.
Let's
Need
do
for
it.
Speed Hot Pursuit for PlayStation 1.
Oh, that one was good. That was like...
I remember selling a ton of copies of it. This was the one where the cops were chasing you,
yeah,
right?
It was super fun. It was like, let's teach kids how to run from cops, which is awesome. I mean, I think.
Yeah,
it is,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. There's nothing better that you could learn from a video game than to run from the cops. I feel like Grand Theft Auto might have had that on lock after Grand Theft Auto 3 came out.
Yeah, but that...
That was PS2.
If we're being honest, this one is way more realistic in a way to run from the cops than Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
I mean, just if we're... Like, am I the only one who's in here right now who thinks every time they drive by a cop, that's the route I'm going to take if I have to outrun them for some reason? Like, nobody else thinks that instantly? You're all liars.
I'm there with you, man.
Okay, good. Thank you. Right.
I usually don't think... I just look at
you
the cops.
You drive a minivan, so you're fine. That's... No one's going to pull you over.
I'll never find the bodies. All right. Also 20 years ago, another game I've always wanted to play and I never did, the original Klonoa came out on PlayStation.
That fox
it's so
thing.
It's so charming. Klonoa is such a cute little character, and like I'm shocked that it is not still more popular.
They even remade it on the Wii, and it didn't do well. Yeah.
It always reminded me of a Sanrio character.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
Klonoa looks very much
in,
like...
Fit in that mold.
That's Maru and
I want them
Kitty
to make...
And,
they should make a video game out of that new one that came out, Getsuo, or the one on Netflix.
Oh, Agretsuo?
Yeah. That's amazing. That's
it
an
is.
Amazing show.
Very awesome.
Oh, man.
It's angry Hello Kitty, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh. She goes, like...
She screams
she's
death
like,
metal at karaoke.
Yeah, she's like... She's an office cat during the day, naturally. And then at night, to take out her frustrations and not murder her coworkers... She does death metal karaoke.
It's great. It's the
amazing.
Best thing ever.
It's as cool as it sounds.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Also, 20 years ago, we had the drastically inferior to the Saturn version, X-Men versus Street Fighter for PlayStation.
Ooh. It's not good.
That was not a great game. I mean, the Saturn one's amazing.
Yeah,
I'd
the Saturn one's great.
Heck out of the Saturn game. Oh, that was awesome. With the silly 4-meg... cart thing. All right, so the Saturn version didn't come out in America, in case anyone didn't know, and it was arcade perfect, but it came with this ridiculous 4-meg cartridge that you had to jam in the back of the Saturn. But since it was a Japanese import, I had the American Saturn, so I had to get this little like freeloader cartridge thing, and you'd put it in there to boot it up, and then you have to like take it out and zap the 4-meg cartridge in like a split second or it wouldn't work. So you have to do it like 6 or 7 times just to get it to work once. Oh no, I was way too poor for that. My freeloader, oh man, I played the heck out of this game. I love the Versus series.
It was so good.
Not anymore, but...
No, not so much anymore.
Yeah, no, I did not care for
you
Ultimate.
You weren't on that Infinite train or whatever
it was? Infinite, that was it, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to like it.
I heard not good things about that.
It was ugly.
It's just, you shouldn't take comic book characters and make them look realistic. Yeah, like, no, unless you're going to make their, like, if it had been their movie counterparts in the game, then I think I would have been okay with it, you know, but you're looking at, like, comic book characters in this really realistic style, but that's still not
overly
realistic
detailed,
at the same time.
Yeah,
it's very
stylized.
It just doesn't
yeah.
really work. For me, I mean, the game is done well enough.
Yeah, it's all right, but it's not in, like, any tournaments or anything anymore. I tell you what, I don't think I've ever seen a tournament on Mortal Kombat 4 hit PlayStation and N64.
Is that the one where Quan Chi rips your leg off and beats you to death with it? All right, that game's awesome. Like, just for that
That's
alone.
That's probably my favorite fatality ever. He just grabs a leg, rips it off, and then just beats you. And he doesn't stop.
No,
like,
no.
Like,
he
says Quan Chi wins,
going.
And he just keeps on going. Like, no matter...
He wants you to know just how done you are.
Until you press that button, he's not going to stop. It's fantastic. Now, I enjoyed that game. I enjoyed the heck of that game for, like, an afternoon.
Yeah. Because, like, that was the first one that was, like, 3D. Yeah, like, you could sort of... Yeah, it's not great. It hasn't aged well.
Yeah, no,
at
God
all.
No.
Oh, they got the new ones now. It's okay.
I like you could pick up rocks in that one. You just pick up a giant boulder.
Yeah, you could pick up stuff and throw it around.
There's a stage you could throw somebody into a big fan. That was hilarious.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, gratuitously violent, but it's
Mortal Kombat.
exactly.
A lot of the characters they introduced in that one were not great.
Yeah, like Fujin.
Yeah, like Fujin wasn't great.
I always thought Quan Chi looked silly.
He does. He just like, looks objectively, funny. He looks silly. Yeah. I can't remember who the other ones are.
I can't either.
It doesn't matter.
All right, moving on. Funny that we brought this up earlier. Grand Theft Auto. The first Grand Theft Auto came out on PlayStation in June of 1998.
It's the only one that I've ever liked.
I had that
because it was a top-down,
That was an interesting game.
Very, very different.
Yeah, I mean, they sort of redid it again with Chinatown Wars.
The DS.
Yeah. They went back to that, but I mean that was just what the system could handle at the time. That's a great game that really undersold on the DS, which sucks. But back to the original one, I remember playing that and blew my mind absolutely. And I mean I was 10, 11, and I was just like you could drive around, you could go. I mean, they didn't know I was playing it, so my friend had it. It was a pirated copy of. It was on a PlayStation.
Get some Marge over here.
I know.
Marge is a saint.
Is a lovely woman, but
she'll
not
never
a
hear
very
this. So it's fine.
Parent.
It's fine. So my friend had it. It was like a pirated copy on something called a GoldenEye loader for the PlayStation. And he had it ripped, and we played it forever, and then I got Grand Theft Auto London and Grand Theft Auto 2 hard copy. Those are they're good games. Admittedly, they probably don't hold up well for people who don't like top down stuff, because someone will probably see that now and they'll be like, oh my god, this is how it all started. And then they'll see it and they're like, this isn't like Grand Theft Auto 5. Like,
oh, it's so it's just worlds different.
Yeah,
now.
So I can't imagine, like, people now, like, any kid picking that's probably going to be like, it's freaking garbage. But whatever. It's a different time, I guess.
Different time.
Hit me with another one, Chris.
All right. 10 minutes before we got to go, so you got to rapid fire here.
All right,
Chris.
Well, probably the hardest hitter we got on this list, it also came out in June of 98, Banjo-Kazooie.
I love that game. 64. We can stop here. That's a great game. I love that game. I love them all. I even love Nuts and Bolts. I don't care what anyone says. I love that game. Banjo-Kazooie, like, I remember playing that, and, that hit me. Like, Mario was great. I really loved Mario growing up, but there was just something about the silliness of Banjo-Kazooie. I guess because it was a little comedic with the dialogue and stuff. It kind of hit me a little more, and I really enjoyed that game. I played the absolute crap out of it. That's a picture of me when I was, like, 14 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jess, are you texting
your phone
pictures
locked?
Of Dean?
Ah.
You want to see it? It's terrible.
Oh, here,
it is.
Yeah. Pass that over.
It's something bad. It's something fierce. Here.
Oh, my God. You were so cute. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That might have been my 7th grade.
Look at you and your JC's Chazé haircut. It's amazing.
Thanks.
So, yeah. Banjo.
Was
well.
That a person, JC Chazé? That was it. Dude,
I don't know. I made it up, but it's fine.
I might have.
Dan, did you ever play Banjo-Kazooie?
No! Not even a little bit. That is so not for me. I mean, no judgment on Dean. Well, a little judgment on Dean, but unrelated. No, it's just I didn't have a 64 at that time, and looking at games like that, like in 1998, I was 18, 17, something like, I don't know. I'm old now and I can't remember. So, but that was just not, I was not the market for that game at all. Like, I was going to punk rock shows in Philly and, like, you know, getting into pits.
Not a lot of banjo there?
Not a lot of banjo.
Or kazooies.
Or kazooies.
Like, old school
hardcore
shows.
Wow, I just
shows.
Got that.
Yeah.
I just never pieced together that it was a kazoo.
Really?
To never
until
pieced
just
until
now?
Just now. Wow. All
that's right. Some next level shit, Chris.
Wow. I'm glad you were all here to share in that.
I got that one.
Yeah, did you get that?
I got
ukulele,
that one.
Like,
that would have been bad news.
See, now, I've never
like
messed
one.
Around with Banjo-Kazooie, and I thought, all right, well, ukulele's out, so I'm going to mess around with this one, and I just, it didn't sell me on it. So
I'm not super, like, I've never been big into, like, collectathons.
Yeah, I mean, I played a lot of Donkey
Kong
64, and I
well,
didn't
you know?
Love it, so.
The great thing about ukulele was it was super faithful to Banjo-Kazooie. The bad thing was it was also super faithful to Banjo-Kazooie. There, it that was its greatness and its downfall at the same time, because they kept a lot of the mechanics that maybe worked on the N64 but should have been taken out
yeah,
when you ported something. Yeah, you know,
I could have used a map. That would have been great.
Yeah, that would have been real good.
There's all no right. map?
No.
That's
no.
dumb.
Yeah, it's all kinds of dumb. All right, so let's blow through these. We've got does anyone remember Quest 64?
Yes.
All right, so this is before Ocarina of Time comes out. Yeah, this stupid owl, it's like Quail Man from Doug, but not cool. All right. Ocarina of Time is coming out on N64, and we're just itching for this new Zelda game, and then all of a sudden there's some advertising. Hey, look, Quest, it's the first RPG on N64, and it was freaking terrible! I rented that game with such high hopes, I brought it home, and I was like, what the hell is this? Oh my god, it was so bad.
Is it, like, okay, so I obviously didn't play it. Is it Dark Cloud levels of disappointment?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Worse?
No, worse, yeah.
Wow, because that game's awful.
Dark Cloud has redeeming qualities.
It Quest doesn't, though.
Dude.
But you're wrong, though.
The name alone is better than Quest 64.
That's true. That's
yeah.
very true.
But, like, there was an advertisement back in the day, like in GamePro or some nonsense. See, kids, there used to be magazines back in the day. They're paper that you bought at a store and looked at. Yeah.
Yeah.
It said, like, I still remember, right? I know. It's ridiculous. I used to, like, I remember looking at, it was on the cover of one of the magazines, and it was like, Sony finally has their Zelda killer. And I was like, yes, I'm in to this game, whatever it is, I'm in. Because they're not going to lie to me, they're advertisers.
Oh, they're going to lie.
And I bought it, and I played it for like 10 minutes, and then I, like, threw it out a window. I was so, awful game.
What else you got, Chris?
All right, let's go back 30 years to June of 1988. Metal Gear came out for NES.
Ooh. So good.
I feel asleep.
So
the
good.
The truck have started to move.
The
classic,
have
terrible,
started to
yeah.
move.
So
that
again,
game's amazing.
Kids, if you haven't played the NES version of the original Metal Gear, it has just this classically terrible translation. The first person you encounter in the game is standing there. There's smoke coming out of his head. I think he's smoking a cigarette. I don't know. And then
he's
says,
just on fire.
I actually. Feel asleep. I remember being a kid looking at him like, I don't know what that means.
I don't get it. This is a mature game.
Is
I don't understand what he's saying.
So I didn't know what to do. Like, is he asleep? Do I try to walk past him now? Or does he just feel asleep?
Do I punch him?
Is he going to see me if I try to walk past? I had no idea. He was actually asleep. No, that game's incredible. And I know it doesn't hold up to the MSX version or whatever, but that's what we grew up on. And it was awesome.
Because we're American.
That's right. No, nothing else is more American than John Madden football for
yeah!
Apple II.
Ugh, gross.
Can we keep going?
Yeah. Anyway.
No. We will talk about the finest football simulator the Apple II ever saw, Dean.
Tough acting.
We talked
connected.
About it.
All right, let's
Ace
go.
Ace Hardware. RBI Baseball came out for NES. Now, that's a sports
game,
I can get behind.
Yeah.
Yes. I loved RBI Baseball.
Have you played any of the new ones?
I have not. Are they any good?
I don't know.
Damn.
They're not the show, so I don't buy them.
We were, the bar we were at, they had an advertisement for it for 18, 19, whatever.
It looks
yeah,
fun.
Whatever. Yeah, no, it looks great.
I don't know if it, like, because that was the thing about RBI Baseball, is that it was a relatively realistic simulator that didn't take itself very seriously, mm-hmm. which made it kind of awesome. Like, it's as realistic as, like, hockey was on the original Nintendo.
I love that game.
Yeah.
Ice hockey?
Ice hockey, sorry.
You can choose your character's weight.
Yeah.
I want four fat guys.
Give me the big guys. They're going to knock them over. It's going to be awesome.
All right. I love tradition. I love old school sports games. We got 4 minutes left to talk about the last game on my list. In June of 1988, Double Dragon came out for NES. I loved this game. Even though, all right, the NES game is weird as heck.
It really is.
It's so strange.
Jimmy and Bimmy?
Jimmy and Bimmy! Yeah.
No, that was Double Dragon 3.
Sorry.
This one was... So the arcade game was all about playing two players simultaneous. And it was like, all right, it's got two players. It says so on the box.
Yeah.
But no. Two players alternating.
Yeah.
And you both play as Billy. And they replaced the last boss with Jimmy. So you had to beat up your brother as the last boss of the game, as the secret shadow boss or whatever. And then Double Dragon 2 comes out, and like Jimmy's, he's reformed now. He's all good.
Yeah, we're good. That's fine
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we're good. All that stuff, yeah, don't worry about it.
We went, we had a beer, we talked it over. It's good now. We're good.
First off, just the absolute hilarity of the absurd intro to Double Dragon, where it's just like, girl standing on the street, three guys walk up, punch her in the gut,
right in the face.
And then walk.
Just,
man. It was so hilarious. But what they did on the NES version was they kind of made it more of a like an NES game. And they did this a lot back then, where they'd try to add something to make it not really a quarter muncher. And they did this whole level-up system, where like the more points you got, the more hearts you got. And the hearts would give you different moves. So in like the arcade version, you could do the elbow and punch people in the face and the jump kick from the start.
Right.
But in this one, like you had to earn those moves. So you got more powerful as you went along. And that game was tough. And,
but really, really damn good.
Really, really damn good. Great music. I think, did Rare do that one? I know TradeWest published it. I can't remember. Somebody handled the port. But it was a very interesting game, and I thought it was way better than the Master
System
version.
So, I vote we finish up with that, because that's a high note.
That's
and,
the last game of the
game. Oh, okay, cool. So we should talk about other things I will be doing for the last... All right, so...
Dean, do the thing.
I will do the thing. I used to be real bad with that. We're going to be at a bunch of stuff in the very near future. We are going to be at LI Retro, Long Island Retro. That's going to be a great thing for us. Are we doing this? Are we doing the Buy Something Will You thing, or are we just having a panel?
I think we're doing something different there.
Okay.
I think we want to reserve Buy Something Will You for here.
Because everyone loves seeing all the weird shit we buy. So we'll be doing that. We're going to be at AVGC. We're going to be streaming. We're going to have a couple panels. We're doing the Waveback Podcast. That's the first ever.
We're doing a live Waveback Podcast, which is our video game music podcast, where we play and talk about the video game music that we love.
Yeah, it's really awesome. If you guys haven't checked it out, we have a couple videos on our Twitch of it on YouTube, obviously iTunes and stuff. It's really, really awesome. I think it's super interesting anyway. I'm not on it, so I'm not plugging myself. Also, we are going to do our marathon again.
Yes.
We're going to be doing the Pain in the Ass-a-thon. If you guys don't know what that is, we play shitty games for an entire day. 24 hours is worth of garbage. And I mean,
difficult games.
They're
usually shitty.
Bubsy's garbage.
That's what makes them as a
Bubsy
pain in the ass.
Bubsy can go
yes.
burn in hell.
But you will beat Bubsy this year.
I beat Bubsy.
He did. He did it last year.
Yeah, I did.
Finished. See, we're going to bring him on Bubsy 2.
It only took me 8 hours, but I beat it. So, yeah.
So Bubsy 2 this year.
I guess.
Yes.
If that's what people want to see, sure.
The last 2 years, I have played through Link Faces of Evil for CDI, Zelda Wand of Gamelon for CDI, and this year I will be completing the Unholy Triforce by beating Zelda's Adventure for CDI.
Yeah, so check that out, guys. We will be doing that September 22nd, I believe.
Yeah, it's we're teamed up with the Colon Cancer Alliance. It's all to raise money for colon cancer awareness.
We have an art auction, too. I believe we're doing that again as well.
I think so. That's up to Evan. It's still in the air.
Yeah,
so give us your money.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
And we'll give it to them.
It's a lot of fun. Hang out in the chat, come talk with us and stuff. We'll all be there at some point. I'm there the entire time, mostly not on screen, mostly crying because I'm the only one that stays up the full 24 hours. It's a great time. It's for a good cause and stuff. I believe that's all we'll be at for the summer.
That seems to be the bulk of it.
Okay,
right there.
Cool. So why don't you take us home, Chris?
I will also plug, there's another panel happening really soon in, I think, panel room 3. These two authors, Leonard Herman and Brett Weiss, they're super fascinating guys. Leonard Herman wrote Phoenix, the ultimate history of video games. if you want to know anything about video game history, this guy is the guy to talk to. His book is amazing. It's super thick, incredibly dense, but very cool. And Brett Weiss, he's publishing the Super NES Omnibus, which, if you're a Super Nintendo fan, he's detailing every single game. He's got over 100 different contributors giving, like, personal accounts of the different games. These guys, they're really, really interesting folks. Their panel starting in, like, 10 minutes in panel room 3.
I peed next to Brett. It was great.
All right. And that's our show. And we're in the book. Yes, I think, did you submit for the book? Were you in the book?
Yes.
All right, all three of us actually have articles in the book talking about different Super Nintendo games. So, as well as that gentleman back there, that's Ferg, host of the Atari 2600 Game by Game podcast, one of my favorite podcasts on the planet. This guy talks about every Atari game ever, and he's amazing. I love his show. And he's in the book, too, talking about Bust a Move, which is awesome. I did. That's Jordan. Jordan also works for Geekade.com, which is our website. He does the Nonstop Comic Shop podcast, and he streams video games every Thursday. There it is. And he's also a very nice gentleman and a very funny guy. He tells good jokes. Anyway, that's our show. I have to read this from here because I forget it all the time. Thank you, everyone, for joining us here today. Once again, you can get in touch with us at mail@geekade.com, as well as all flavors of social media that we inhabit. You can like us on Facebook, find us on Instagram @Geekade, subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch channels for all our latest video content, and follow us on Twitter @the_Geekade. You can also find us individually on Twitter. I am @GeekadeChris. That's Geekade KRIS. Dan, where can the good people find you?
@GeekadeDan.
And, Mr. Dean, where can people find you in this wonderful thing?
I want this chair. I really want this chair. You can find me @kimono_vestlord. You can hit me up there. I talk to people sometimes when people talk to me. I answered the question about how we came up with the name for Stone Age Gamer, and I was like, I don't fucking know. It just happened. It was just a thing.
That is a really long Twitter handle.
It was kimono underscore vestlord. Oh, yeah. No spaces. Yeah. All just one word, all a couple hashtags. Wow. So, yeah.
If you're interested in more information about anything we discussed here today, tonight, whatever, be sure to check out our show notes. And while you're at it, you can also subscribe to this and any of our other wonderful podcasts on iTunes or Stitcher. Or if you're super nice, you can leave us a review, because any and all feedback is welcome and appreciated. We'd like to thank our intrepid editor, who is not here and will not be editing this show, but his name's Evan, and he's a nice guy. We'd like to thank Mark TDK Knight, who does our show's theme song, which is Chubby Chubby Chip Chip, which is always fun to say. But he was very nice to let us use that for our show. Check him out on SoundCloud and Bandcamp. Always remember to keep your eyes on Geekade.com for more fresh original content. That is it, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to our panel. We really appreciate each and every one of you. And that's all we got time for.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. It really inspires us that you guys keep coming out to this, because we're just going to keep doing it then. So,
yeah, until they tell us to stop.
We'll see you next year.
Keep playing games.
See you guys.
I love the Splatoon. Oh, I didn't see that. You look awesome.